Sayyidina Fudala bin Ubayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a masjid. A man came and offered salah and made dua saying these words, Allahumma qfirli warhamni. That is, O Allah azza wa jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli. Meaning, O one who performs salah, you have hurried. Then mentioning the method of dua, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah azza wa jal in a manner that he azza wa jal deserves and recite salat upon me, then make dua. The narrator has said that after him, another person offered salah, then praised Allah azza wa jal and recited salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyuhal musalli, ud'u tujab, O salah offering person, make dua, it will be answered. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn that if a person wants his dua to be answered, then he must glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of the dua, then recite salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or rather he should glorify Allah and recite salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the end of dua as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, scholars have said, the Durood-e-Paak is an accepted amal. When someone reads Durood-e-Paak before and after his dua, the first amal is accepted. The last amal of Durood-e-Paak is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of Durood-e-Paak, our desires that are in the middle, our needs, our wants, our duas that are in the middle will also be accepted.